What's up? This is. Is that what I say? What's up? This
movie's on. Okay. That's yeah. That's what we've said for the past 4 years.
What's up? This is Movies on Up. When you change the world, prepare to defend it. I am Dave, joined by my world-changing co-host Ryan, and we are Movies on Up. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Dave.
4 years ago, we changed the world when we released our movie podcast.
Right, we put one more podcast in it.
Yes, yes. Tagline for this week, when you change the world, prepare to defend it. If you know what movie that's from, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or Twitter,
@moviesonup.
And you will win the fantastic Movies on Up prize package that's been going strong for 4 years now.
And it's given away nearly four of them.
And it's been a fantastic 4 years worth of them. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's been a fantastic 4 years of this podcast. And usually we do some dumb list or we talk about a movie that we don't have a structure for. This week,
we're going to do a lot of dumb lists, right?
Yeah.
A dumb list of dumb lists.
Yes, pretty much. It is our four-year anniversary show. I don't think we did anything last year. We usually just talk Marvel.
Yeah.
Around our anniversary, because our first episode was the weekend of the Avengers.
Not planned.
No.
It just happened.
It just kind of happened, because it was kind of our second episode, because we recorded a
well, there was that first one with the episode that had the interview with Michael Fassbender. He phoned in. It was great.
I had this thought that, oh, it'd be cool if we play like the first part of the first episode and just kind of listen to it and talk about
it.
And then I listened to it, and I thought, I don't want to forget this exists. If I heard that, why are we still around after 4 years?
So I fired those dudes.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd make it four episodes with those dudes. So if you've made it 4 years, or if you came on at any point and you're still here and it's beyond your fourth episode,
don't go back.
Thank you. Thank you. In those 4 years, though, this is episode 276. Last week, Captain America Civil War episode was our 275th. So in natural how numbers work, this is our 276th.
And how we work, we're never really on top of shit, so we didn't realize it was a milestone at the time.
I did research.
Yeah, you did.
May 8th, 2012, our first episode went live.
Hey.
Here's kind of a brief timeline of how Movies on Up worked. May 8th, 2012, first episode. March 20th, 2013, we got this brilliant idea that instead of talking news and occasionally having lists, let's do two episodes a week.
Wait, when you say we got this brilliant idea.
I had this awesome idea.
There you go.
That was a lot more work than I expected. Where March 20th, 2013, we started doing a news episode each week and either a list or a movie episode. You figure kind of what we do now, except a whole extra episode that required us meeting every week and outlining every week. That lasted until July 22nd, 2013. So we got almost 4 months of that before we decided.
Probably 4 months too much.
Yeah, let's just drop the news episodes. So we dropped the news episodes until, I didn't write the date down for it, but this past summer, me and Mike Mann tried to bring the news episode back. It kind of, eh.
Maybe they'll be brought back again.
Maybe. We'll
see.
For a
third time.
But then our most recent episode, our 275th episode, May 3rd, 2016. That was last week. So that brings us to today. 276 episodes. Of those, 58 of them were movie discussion episodes. So that's over a whole year's worth of
movies.
Single movie episodes. 63 news episodes. So that's over a year of
news old
episodes.
News.
And 9 episodes of News Reborn.
Wow.
So not doing the math, that's what, 72, 80, 130. So that means 146 stupid lists.
Holy shit.
Like that seems insane to me.
And it sort of surprises me on the one hand how we can't remember if we've done a list. But if we've done near 150 of them, I guess you can kind of understand why. If we've had an idea to do one, boy, I really hope we've already done it, because there's certainly neither of us are going to go back and actually look at all of the list episodes we did.
Because
that would be crazy.
In those news episodes, before we split to the two-episode format, there were lists in those episodes sometimes.
I believe it was a
bonus.
Yeah, those would be in there. The whole point of what it started is I wanted an outlet to talk movie news and trailers. And we had talked about doing this podcast for
probably at least a year before.
I'd say
that.
2 years before started. Like maybe. The idea was planted, and we didn't actually get to it until I started Eric and Dave and realized, like, oh, podcasting's fun and it's easy enough to set up. So, you know, Eric and Dave started 4 years ago.
Eric and Dave begat month. Movies on Up.
Yeah.
Movies
no.
on Up begat.
Well, we're still here. Eric and Dave's been dead for a while.
Well, yeah, but that's what happens, you know, like you outlive your parents.
Yeah.
We outlived
so,
our parents' show.
It's just crazy to think that 4 years is a long time. It's a weekly show.
250 more episodes than I thought we'd have.
This is a weekly show. And the thing I'm proudest of, we've never missed a week.
We have. We missed 1 week.
Did we?
It happened one time.
I thought we put it up late.
No, I don't think so. I think we flat out missed 1 week back in November a couple of years ago.
Oh, I thought we put it out just late that week, or we put two out the following week.
That's a possibility. I don't know if we mea culpa'd, but we've had, certainly, for as many weeks, quote unquote, as we've been going, we should be somewhere in the 200s, and we've got 276.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you wanted to listen to one episode a week for 4 years, I mean, you would not be caught up yet.
Yeah, but I mean, just look back. I was a young 31-year-old with two kids. Now I'm an old 36-year-old with a fifth one on the way. So I'll forget that you said that. I don't think we've ever missed a week,
okay.
Which is I'm proud of in 4 years.
Or if we've missed 1 week in 4 years, I guess the it still stands. Like,
yeah,
it's a pretty
and
good.
For the most part, I've missed two or three episodes, and you've missed two maybe. You missed two this October.
You and Mike Mann did some. Maybe there's like two or four that I wasn't a part of. But that's sort of the
4 years.
Yeah,
like,
for 4 years, not having anything better to do than this.
Yeah,
a sad state
of
affairs.
I mean, it started off just in my. I had an office in my apartment. We did the first, I don't know, year and a half there, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Then we went to the radio station up until a couple months ago when you had to quit your job. So now we're back at the office in my house.
Right, exactly. We are moving on up, as they say.
Off the top of your head, I didn't want to send you this question ahead of time because I did want it to kind of be.
Oh, shit.
I have it laid out like an interview. Like, I have stuff. But I didn't think about them either because I kind of wanted this to be off the top of your head.
Okay.
Are there any episodes that stand out to you? Like, if you had to think, like, not knowing episode number or anything, but if somebody asked you, like, if I just want to hear a random episode, like, what would you suggest?
Honestly, I don't know that there's a particular episode that I would point to, but on a given year, I would say, you know, if you want to know a little bit about either our show or what we like or how we look at things, I would say start in October. Because you're going to find, I mean, Dave and I, we like a lot of movies, but I think horror is a genre that's very near and dear to both of us. And we've always tried, sometimes we don't plan a lot. And
except for October.
We try and maybe take the easy way out, but that is never the case in October. Seemingly, we always go back to two episodes a week, really try and blow out October. Because we really love horror movies. And that's the one month where there may not be one to talk about during the year, but there's you know, we always make an excuse to talk about it in October. So I would say that any October, you go back to those, whether it was our discussions on the whole series for Friday or if it was a Nightmare, we did those. Our episodes then, I think, are really, really
good. Yeah, we do put a lot into 2 years ago, it was a movie and a list each year or each week.
Yeah.
Last year, it was essentially two movies each week. And it's funny you brought up October because I just jotted down. I don't listen back to the show, but there was like a two-week span in October.
This last October, right?
Where I actually did the Monster Squad episode, just because that's a movie that both of us love so much. And I think that led to a lot of like really good discussion and talk about horror in general and remakes, the idea of remaking horror. And we got to talk about a movie that we both love dearly and kind of talk about where horror is right now. And then we did something different for the last episode of Halloween this year where it wasn't really a movie episode. We each read a scary story. They were both scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did stories from there and Ryan added sound effects and it was really cool. And I thought that was fun and that was interesting. That was Ryan's idea. I liked it because it was so out there. I had other ideas that I was think it's so hard to keep movies in it, and Ryan just came out with that, and I thought it was perfect because we did work in movie discussion in there. Right. But like,
who would you cast? Who would be
when you've done 150 lists of episodes and you've watched so many movies that doing an episode like that was awesome and it was refreshing. I really, really love that one. It doesn't really encompass what the show is.
If you listen to that one and we're expecting that every week,
you're
I'm
be
sorry,
very
but yeah, that takes a long time to do.
An episode that I think really sums up, that sticks out to me, maybe because I had more fun doing it. We did, I think it was when Straight Outta Compton came out, our favorite movie starring rappers. I got to talk about House Party and House Party 2, and I got to gush about Juice.
Yeah.
Like, these are movies that I don't really get to mention. I never talked about the House Parties before. I think I've talked about Juice before, but like...
And Disorderlies.
Yeah. I mean, that was cool because we got to talk about movies that maybe don't come up in everyday conversation for us. And it was just a lot of fun because I legit love those movies. I've always prided myself. I don't think we're film snobs. I think we're just dudes that love movies that are able to watch them with enough criticism. Like, we don't critique to the point we can't enjoy it, but yet we don't just enjoy it and end up enjoying everything. So I've respected that about us because we're like on the same page there. Neither of us I would consider film snobs.
No, and
this show would have been over a long time ago if we were.
Oh, God, yeah. We probably would have killed each other, but I don't really go out of my way to tell people that I do a podcast. But inevitably, when it does come up, oh, so like you do film reviews. And I'm like, no, not really.
Not really.
No. I mean, I read reviews
we'll
and I like
movies.
People that do that. But that's not what we do.
No. And that's not.
I don't know what we do, but we don't do that.
I like talking about movies. That's why, like, I don't want to do an episode on a movie to convince you to watch a movie. I want you to watch the movie and then come talk to us about it or come listen to us talk about it because I like that. That's one of my favorite things about movies is watching it and then talking about it.
Well, that's why if we do a movie episode, we try and say a couple weeks ahead of time, we're going to do this. So if you have time to watch it, that'd be awesome.
I think we're perfectly in the middle of film snobs that dislike pretty much everything or just movie fans that love everything. I have a hard time having a conversation with either side because I don't get the pretentiousness of film. Like, they're fun. They're an enjoyment thing for me. But yet, I do write. I do want to make movies in my lifetime. So I do watch them with a critical eye. So I don't just love everything. So it's really hard, especially because I follow the news and I follow movies so closely. But yeah, those ones stick out to me. And maybe it's just my memory because those are all within the last like
couple months.
Yeah.
Six
so
months
I mean,
or
you
something.
Look at October and then I think the rapper one was like August. So yeah. They're not going back too far. But, I mean, we've done some fun movie ones. I think the Jurassic Park one was the first movie one we did. Once we found our rhythm with movie episodes, we used to go beat by beat and summarize the whole movie. Once we got past...
You've seen Jurassic Park.
Yeah, once we got past that, I think our movie episodes became kind of cool. We're always looking for new ideas. So if you have ideas or there's anything you want to hear us talk about, let us know. Because I'm down. I'm tired of thinking of lists like, oh, how about movies that are favorite movies where somebody goes to a different land? Yeah. Not like a different planet, not a different country, but like
fantasy
land. Yeah, like when I have to name drop a movie to explain the kind of list I'm talking about, that's getting hard. And I mean, think some of our lists are getting out there.
I think we're kind of, after doing it for so long, we're sort of in each other's heads a little bit to where...
We leave movies off because I know they'll be on yours or vice versa.
Or when we're planning, it's not really two people trying to think of an idea. It's sort of one hive mind. And there's not really like two sets of eyes on it. It's just the same set of eyes behind two sets of glasses.
Yeah. I'll give it to Ryan. I've thrown out some silly-ass ideas for lists. He's always on board. Rarely do you veto a list. So that's why some of them might be. But I like those. I love movies. I'm 36 years old. I've been watching movies since I was 2 years old. I have memories of watching movies. So my brother just passed away over a year ago, and I watched a lot of movies with him. So movies are a big part of my life, and they're a sentimental part. I love them so much. So I do love that over 4 years, we've had, I've mentioned hundreds of movies. If not,
honestly, it's probably in the thousands.
I would say thousands, I would think so. But I thought that would be hyperbole. But
I don't think it is.
It might be.
I don't think it is.
I mean, I think it's over 1,000. I don't know if it's multiple thousands.
Between the two of us, I think it is.
It might be. We've seen a lot of movies. But you kind of touched on this. I put together a couple top five lists. Yeah, a five list, and then we have a couple that we're each going to do a top five list. But my top five, I kind of made it for the both of us. It's our favorite types of shows to do. Because we have
Are there more than five types of shows?
I have number five, the halftime show. I like the halftime show.
Okay, I see. All right.
I like the halftime show. That's one of my favorite shows each year. That's just in.
Did you have this one higher but then bumped it down after I
pooh-poohed
it a couple weeks ago?
The halftime show we do like around July 4th. It's basically just what are our favorite movies from the first 6 months? What are we looking forward to the next 6 months? I like that because a lot of times I'll see something in March that I love and I want to talk about it. But by January, when we do our favorites of the year, I've seen 10 movies that I like more than that. Number four are preview episodes, like our summer preview, our fall preview. Those are fun, but they go long and they take a lot of work to prepare for. So that's why it's that low down the list. My number three, our favorites of the year. That's our first episode every year. I love that episode.
I like that a lot.
I love that.
I'm interested to see the two types of episodes that we like more than that.
Like, I love that. We screwed up the first year. And we tried to do it before the end of the year, and we missed out on so many movies. Now we do it. We generally take December off. Like, we bank so far ahead for December so that we could just catch up on as many movies as possible and meet back in January and knock out that episode. That's always a blast because as similar as me and Ryan's tastes are, they're also very different. So I like not talking movies for a month with him and then kind of seeing where we stand on the year. My number two, I love the Uppies. The Uppies is our last episode of the year. We make up stupid, dumbass awards.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do like that
one. I enjoy the Uppies. I like the Uppies a lot. I think we've only done two. I don't think that was introduced until 2014.
Probably.
But I really like the Uppies. Like, I'm already thinking of Uppie stuff. I already have a document that I'm creating Uppie category so that it's not the night before we record it trying to come
We've
up
already
with
got
stuff.
Perhaps
a front runner for the Worthless Worthington. And then number one, Ryan touched on it. He was talking about we have the same brain. October. That's all it says. October episodes are our
that type of episode, the October type.
Yeah, October. And this year, we'll do another 10 episodes, 8 to 10 episodes, however many weeks are in October. I don't know if it'll be. I mean, we haven't talked it yet. It might be two movies again. It might be a movie and a list. We'll see.
I'm not going to say no to two movies.
It was kind of cool. And we have so many movies that we've talked about wanting to do for October.
Oh, heavens, yes.
And then we get so caught up with. I don't know if you've noticed a theme on this podcast. We try to kind of relate it to what's coming out that week. Like when planning is just going through Box Office Mojo looking for a movie. How can we loosely relate to that? I feel like we have more movie episodes planned this year, but in a way, it's not. It's just all the movie episodes last year were Star Wars pretty much.
Yeah.
We did Star Wars 6 months in a row.
Yeah.
So that was a giant chunk.
Half the year.
Yeah. And then we took October off and for Star Wars movies, but I'm interested to see what this year is. I'm interested to see where we are in year five because I'd love to have more ideas. I think we're going to do more actually movie-specific episodes. We're going to have to do more director and actor episodes, which I like doing.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fun. They're much easier to prepare for.
They're informative for us because it really brings to light our true opinion on.
Yeah, I've learned so much about what I like and who I like from those episodes.
Turns out we're not giant Charlize Theron fans, although we thought we were, yeah.
And we're huge Marky Mark fans.
So much so that we continually refer to him as such.
We have done a lot of movie episodes. A lot of them. I just want to read
that list you sent me. Was that like a legit we've done? Because, I mean, some of them, obviously, I remember. I remember doing Jurassic Park. But some of those, I was like, wait, what? We did that?
Yeah. I'm going to read through the list.
Oh, Jesus.
But not. I want to go through this list first. I sent Ryan just a text that said, I sent him the list. I put together the list of movies we've done. I might have missed one
Staggering.
Or two. But I wanted to do a top five favorite movies that we've done an episode on. And I mean, yours, you could have cheated. I don't know. We did 7 Star Wars episodes, so that could be 4 of them. I left the Star Wars off.
Right.
But I'm just interested to see, like, I know what I've liked doing. So, like, what are your five favorite movies we've done episodes on?
I cheated here, and then I made two lists because I really felt like the question has two answers.
Is it favorite movie and then favorite discussion of the movie?
Yes.
Is that how you did
They're
it?
They're separate.
Yeah. See, I only did favorite movie because I don't remember most of the discussions.
All right. Well, I'll do my five favorite movies that we've done a discussion on, and then after you give yours, then I'll mention my favorite.
I want to do that, and then I want to do the next list, and then we'll come back.
Okay,
that
works.
Okay.
We plan this out very well ahead of time. My five favorite movies that we've done discussions on. Number five, Behind the Mask. Dave and I both love that a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if it was on his list, and it fits in. That was an October movie that I feel like we and a lot of horror fans are really trying to spread the gospel on that movie because it's brilliant. I think it fits what we like to do, and that's maybe take a movie that folks haven't seen that we really, really like. And if you listen to us on a weekly or semi-weekly basis or whatever, you're probably pretty similar to us, and we like it a lot. So it's if we can kind of show it to somebody else, then I feel really good about that. Number four is probably a movie more people have seen. It's my favorite Christmas movie. It's Die Hard. I'm that kind of movie hipster. Number three is a movie that Dave's already mentioned that we both love an awful lot. From as long as I can remember, actually my top three movies, they are some of my earliest memories watching movies, and one of the earliest lines I ever remember being burned into my head. Wolfman's Got Nards. Absolutely. Monster Squad started essentially a lifelong love affair with Shane Black, which is going to come home to roost in a couple weeks when we do our Kiss Kiss Bang Bang episode, which is a movie that may have made my top five had we already had that done. Number two, this might be the first time in history.
Star Wars has been number two?
No, that The Thing has been number two. That's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
And I don't say that a lot, but I absolutely love The Thing. I shouldn't have watched it as early as I did, but I mean, I've always been just fascinated with those creatures, with that score, with John Carpenter as a filmmaker. Everything about that movie, every singular shot, every singular piece of celluloid, I absolutely love. And then number one, I'm not doing this episode if it wasn't for Star Wars. I mean, that's, and specifically Empire. That was the one I had when I was a kid. That's the first one I had. My dad taped it off, like, I don't know, NBC or something. And that was the only one I saw for like 5 years. That was it. I've watched that movie an awful lot. And that's kind of, I think, what got me in the habit of, I've got some free time. You know, as a kid, I didn't work as much. I didn't have as many social obligations. So I just started actually watching movies as just enjoyment and a pastime and something that made me feel comfortable. And Empire certainly was that. And I love it as much today as I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, I left the Star Wars off. Empire would
be... Star Wars.
Empire would be up there.
Yeah.
New Hope would probably be up there. I think Force Awakens might be up there. I mean, I know it's early, but if I were to do my top 20 movies of all time, The Thing and...
Die Hard, Monster Squad, Behind the Mask.
The Thing and Behind the Mask. If I were to do my top 20 movies ever, The Thing and Behind the Mask would be top 20. They didn't make my top five because these all come from my top probably 15 movies of all time. My number five is Point Break. I unashamedly love that movie. I realize it's not a great movie, but the feelings that movie gives me...
I am an FBI.
I love that movie so much. I'm still making memories with that movie. I was supposed to go see Batman vs. Superman opening night with Jason West. My car was acting up. I had to cancel. We go to the movies once every like 5 months together.
Continuity policeman, Jason West.
Yeah, I had to cancel. And I was bummed because like we planned so far ahead for that and I just couldn't make it. And I came inside and Point Break was on. So instead of going to see Batman vs. Superman, I watched Point Break from front to back again. And you know what? Fantastic night. Like, I had a great night still. Number four.
You had a better night than I did watching Batman vs. Superman.
Number four, Monster Squad. Adore that movie. Love that movie. Holds up. There is some dated stuff in it, but it's so good. Number three, Die Hard. These are top 10 movies for me easily. Like, Die Hard's high up there. Number two, top five movie, Gremlins. I adore Gremlins. And then my number one, I've said many times, my favorite movie of all time is 28 Days Later, and we did an episode on 28 Days Later, so it was hard to leave that off. On the flip side of that, though, the least favorite movies we've done an episode on.
I don't feel like these are going to be a giant surprise. I feel like the ones that we like a lot, and it's probably hard to pick from that big like list. There's not as big of a dislike list.
Because there are so many podcasts that do bad movie podcasts, because that's an easy premise. Like, and I mean, there's some really good ones. We Hate Movies, How Did This Get Made, are both really, I'm not shitting on those type of podcasts. It's just, there's so many of them that I feel like there's fewer podcasts of movies, dudes that love movies, talking about movies. So that's where we wanted to go. So we try not to just watch, we'll do it occasionally, but we try not to watch movies we know we're going to hate unless there's a discussion to be had there.
Yeah, I mean, there was certainly a reason that
there
we watched
is an exception
Battleship.
To that. Oh, yeah, see, I didn't put that on there because I didn't watch Battleship.
Spoiler alert.
I forgot about that. I don't even think that was on the list, was it?
It wasn't, but...
Because we did Battleship and Lone Survivor in like one episode.
Right, yeah, which was the impetus for watching Battleship or for one of us to watch Battleship. It didn't end up on my list. It didn't end up on either of my lists, though it could have ended up on maybe my five favorite discussions, because I think it led to a good discussion.
It was interesting. Peter Berg, Taylor Kitsch, how?
Yeah, how do they do Battleship and Lone Survivor? It's simple. You add Marky Mark, and that's what you get. But the five movies that it's going to be rough trying to get through them. Number five was The Watchmen. Dave hates that movie because the comic meant so much to him. Yeah. I hate it. I don't hate it. I dislike it because it's awful long. Is it one of my least favorite movies ever? No. Is it one of my least favorite movies of ones we've done lists on or episodes on? Yes. Number four, and I hate to say this, but man, I'm not a giant fan of Pitch Perfect 2.
I watched that the day we recorded it.
Yeah.
And it was disappointing for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I had seen
it. It's sequelitis, like magnified.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe it's because of how much I liked the first one, and I thought, yeah, okay, fine, give me more of the same thing, and I'm going to be happy, but I wasn't happy, and I don't think that episode, I think it probably carried that theme. Number three is a movie that, like, I don't like, but I would watch it before I'd watch The Watchmen or Pitch Perfect 2 again. That's The Craft. It's not a good movie at all.
I still don't understand. That's one that you should have vetoed me on. I don't know why I brought it up. The Witch came out that week.
Yes. And we're like, oh, I had a better idea.
You said
not
Hocus
a better
Pocus.
Idea. Yes, I said Hocus Pocus or The Witches, the one where they turn the little kid into
and
a rat.
I said The Craft.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, okay.
I was like, fine. Yeah, let's do The Craft. And it's not a good movie. But I can watch it. You know what I mean? It's a bad movie, but it might be trending towards guilty pleasure. I'm not sure. Number two, not a guilty pleasure, is a terrible movie. Another one of Dave's terrible ideas. It is Deep Star 6.
I knew that was going to make your list. And
of course.
I want to end this podcast.
Because it's such a bad movie.
So good.
It sucks so hard. But it does not suck as hard as my least favorite Christmas movie, which is A Christmas Story. F that movie. I'm over it.
That almost made my five. my least favorite, there's some crossover. Pitch Black. We did a Pitch Black episode.
Yeah,
I don't remember why.
There's
bad
probably
movie.
A Riddick movie.
That was
or
the first time I'd seen it. That was a bad movie. The Craft was my number four. I still can't get through my head why we did that. Watchmen, number three.
I banned you.
Number two, it's probably going to make your other list, Chronicle. I hate that movie so much. And number one, we don't argue over episodes ever. Rarely, if Ryan suggests it, yeah, we'll do it. If I suggest it, yeah, we do it. The one time I objected, goddamn Sharknado is my number one. Or actually, there's two times I objected for Sharknado 2. But I think luckily somebody died and the week we were recording that, so we just did... A favorite their movies episode.
The favorite person that died.
Yeah, instead of Sharknado 2. So thank
Sharknado
you.
Sharknado was... We couldn't ignore it. I didn't feel like we could ignore it. Because the first one certainly had,
it hit the pop culture.
Yes. And we are a movie podcast. Now, that was not a theatrical movie. But we've talked cable movies before HBO. We've put a couple of them on lists. I thought we would be remiss if we didn't at least mention Sharknado. I like those movies. I've seen the sequels. I will watch the fourth one. I did not vote for what ought to happen in the fourth one. They're ridiculous, and for what they are, I don't have to leave my house to see it opening night. Whatever. They're not good. Not at all, but, you know.
So now what do you feel like are the five best discussions?
I think our five best discussions. Sometimes they come from bad movies or movies that we don't like. And my fifth favorite actually happened very recently.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused, yes.
I left that episode feeling weird because as we're recording it, I realized like this is such an off the wall, like out there. We barely talked about Dazed and Confused. We went everywhere else. But then I almost went back and listened to it. I think that episode's up by now.
I think you should. It is.
I almost went back and listened to it because as I started thinking, it's like that's actually a decent. I liked where it went because we didn't feel constrained to this movie that we disliked and make it a 15-minute episode. Like I feel like it led us to some other cool places.
It was a good discussion. It's not a good movie. I mean, obviously, when I edit them, I do listen back. So I hear it. I hear it when we record it. I hear it when I edit it. And then a lot of times, as it's being converted to an MP3, I hear it again. I liked how that episode came out. I was pretty happy with it. Number four is a movie that we do like. It's a movie similar to Behind the Mask in that it may have been... Actually, I have a couple on here that are in that same vein. Smaller movies that maybe people wouldn't normally see. And it's Smashed. I absolutely love that movie, and I love Ponsoldt. I love his stuff, and we've done a couple. We just did Spectacular Now not too long ago.
He's making a movie out of I Want My MTV,
right.
Book.
He's a guy that, for whatever reason, I think makes really, really compelling stories, and I liked the fact that that discussion was, it was a lot about the movie, but I think it was just sort of a lot about storytelling, too.
I think that was right as we were finding our footing on movie episodes. I feel like we almost started a chronological rundown of that movie, but strayed a little bit, like if I'm remembering right.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was as we were finding our footing. But I do remember a lot of good talk about that because, I mean, it's a good movie about addiction and, and Aaron Paul's the ending. Like, I do remember a lot about that episode. Yeah.
And Mary Winstead's great, too. My number three was Gremlins. That was one that I like Gremlins. I don't have nearly the love for it that Dave does, but it was one that I'm surprised took us as long as it did to do.
I mention it any chance I get.
Right. A lot of times I feel like, you know, some of my favorites, like we did 6 months on Star Wars, but when we get to do one where it's a movie that I know that Dave likes and I know he'll watch again, then I'm happy to do that. And it, I think it was really good.
I remember going through because I looked up a lot of facts and we talked about like trivia and stuff.
Gremlins
movie.
Facts.
Like, yeah. I legit love that movie. I could go on about it anytime. Like there's so much I love about that movie.
And as much as we love James Ponsoldt, there are certainly pod favorites and Anna Kendrick is one of them. Like
Sound of My Voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sneaky pod favorite, Britt Marling. Sound of My Voice, I think, is a great movie. I think she's a phenomenal writer. And this is one that, so small, so out of left field, but also so good. Just when you think you have a handle on where that movie's going to go, it goes somewhere different. And I love to be able to talk about those kind of movies. And I love it when people bring those movies to me. Certainly, like, we can't see everything, but every time I talk to somebody about movies in general, I hope somebody suggests a Sound of My Voice, something that just, like, really, you're just sitting there 5 minutes after going, holy shit, that was great.
Yeah, and my only regret about Sound of My Voice is that we stopped there. Like, we haven't done Another Earth, we haven't done The East, like, I love all three of those movies, and I don't know that I could rank them in a 1-3. Like, I love them all so equally. Like,
for me, it'd be so hard to
Sound
to go
of My
back
Voice
and
might be up. I don't.
We shouldn't have done that one first.
No, and honestly, the weird thing is that's our most to this day. That's our most downloaded episode by far. Like that episode. I don't know what happened. We got a ton, like way more downloads than usual. But yeah, I love that movie. I don't remember much of the... I mean, her movies, there's so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Just how that movie was and the arc of every character. And she knows how to write an ending. So
yeah,
I have a guess what your number one is.
Yeah, I mean, you knew it. My favorite discussion that we've had is... It was a discussion. It could have been an argument, but it wasn't. Dave and I generally have a hive mind, and we feel the same way about a lot of movies, but there is one particularly infamous movie in the annals of movies on up that we do not agree on. But I think we can have a conversation about it and each know where the other is coming from, and that is, of course, Josh Trank's Chronicle. That may be one of the most infamous movies in the 4 years we've been doing this, and we've probably talked about it on and off for 4 years.
It spilled over into Eric and Dave when we were doing Eric and Dave, because Eric knew I hated that movie and listened to the episode, so he would bring it up all the time, how I hate that movie. But here's the thing. Even if I hate a movie, I try to look for anything that I could like or that I should like, and I think there's a lot in Chronicle that I could like. And I do like Michael B. Jordan in that a lot.
It gave us Michael B. Jordan and Dane DeHaan.
That episode, I almost kind of want to listen to it back because it's...
You can at moviesonup.com.
With Ryan and I, that's like an oddity because I don't know of another episode other than maybe Deep Star 6 where it's a movie that where one of us really, really likes it and the other one hates it. Like those are the two that come to mind, is Chronicle and Deep Star 6, because our tastes are so similar. And yeah, you might have one that I love and he likes... But that's about as different as it gets. So when we have something like Chronicle that I hate and Ryan likes a lot, or Deep Star 6 that I love and Ryan hates a lot, those are interesting, and I like those. It's hard to find movies like that.
Yeah, they're few and far between, but I think they end up being good when we can find them.
Speaking on the topic of movie episodes, because we do like talking about movies, I asked you to throw together a list of movies we haven't done an episode on that you want to do an episode on.
And these aren't in any particular order. They were just movies that I was thinking about. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was the first one. I was like, oh, wait.
We're doing that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're doing that. So let me just scratch that off. A movie that I think both Dave and I like a lot that I think could certainly benefit from another watch that we've both talked about on the show before is Time Bandits. I think that would be...
I would be for that.
I don't know...
I would be 100% for that.
I don't know where we would find a week to do Time Bandits.
Yeah.
But I think that's one that could be...
Because you know what? I haven't seen that since I was a kid, and I have decent memories of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's one that... I'm down for that.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. I like Tarantino a lot. I was looking through the list, and I don't actually think we've done a Tarantino movie. But if we were to do a Tarantino movie, I'd love to do True Romance. That'd be great.
Did we do True Romance?
It wasn't on your list.
We've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about it a ton because I love that movie.
Yeah, I think it's perfect Tarantino and not a Tarantino-directed movie.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to do that. I kind of think that at some point, we've seen a lot of movies, but certainly there are ones that we've missed. And it has always astounded me how we've done this podcast for so long, or Dave, as a lover of movies, has managed to miss a movie that is number two on the AFI's list of top 100 movies over the past 100 years. I almost feel like I would love to do this one in two parts. We record 1 week, and you tell me what you know of The Godfather, and then you watch it, and then we pick the discussion up after that.
It wouldn't be much. I know Don Corleone.
Yeah.
I know the horse head in the bed.
Yep.
That's the episode. Like, that's, I really don't know much about it. I know Brando is Corleone.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't just avoided watching The Godfather. Like, I don't know. I really don't know spoilers.
Like, I just feel like even a bit like Star Wars, like, it's so pervasive in the culture.
I don't know. I've just kind of avoided it, I think. Like, maybe as I watched it, I would maybe think of something that I've heard.
Oh, but that's where that's from.
But
or,
nothing pops in my head. Like, I don't know who died. I don't know if Brando dies at the end. Like, I honestly don't know. So I would be for that. And I almost brought it up because HBO did The Godfather saga recently and almost recorded it, but I didn't know if that was... I meant to ask you because I didn't know if that was the best way to watch it, where they cut it together chronologically between Godfather and Godfather 2. They cut it as one long chronological movie.
Yeah, without flashbacks.
That was seven hours long.
Oh, yeah, they're both long as hell. And I haven't seen that, so I don't know if that would be the best way to watch it. I mean, probably movie purist in me would say no. They were released and written.
If I had seen it, I would watch it that way. But since I haven't seen it.
I don't think I would do that first. The other two movies would be from the Chronicle category of movies that I know we don't agree on, but I think that at least in one case we could have interesting discussion. I'm not sure how rational you could be about Chappie, but that's a movie
I try. I could do Chappie.
Yeah, I think Chappie would be good. I like it, and I don't think that Dave does. I would agree that it's probably not the best robot movie of that year, but I would certainly like to do that. And then one I could see us actually doing maybe in December, well, not this year, December of next year, when we get the Rian Johnson Star Wars, I would love to do one on Brick. Love that movie.
I've thought about Brick. I hate Brick.
I know.
And you love it.
I do.
And I would be down for rewatching it because I get why people would like it. I get that a lot of the things I hate about it are what make people like it. I would be down for rewatching that, absolutely. Chappie, I think I made my feelings pretty clear.
Yeah.
I had such high hopes after District 9
mm-hmm.
and Elysium. I think both of those movies are good. And I felt like, you know, when you have a song that you love and then a crappy cover band covers it, it's like, it's still, it's trying to do the same thing. It's just not as good. That's what Chappie felt like. It felt like a Blomkamp cover. It felt like somebody trying to be Neil Blomkamp making a Blomkamp
Michael
movie.
Bay trying to remake a Neil Blomkamp
and
movie.
And it just wasn't. For me, Dope. I want to do Dope. Dope's a more recent one from last year. I adored the hell out of that movie, and I think there's a lot of good stuff in there to talk about. It's best going in not knowing anything about it, like, because it goes some places that I don't expect it to, and it's really, really good. I really like that movie. Gremlins 2, I've talked about any chance I could get. I really want to do that.
It's the blueprint for a sequel.
Yeah. One that I've mentioned wanting to do a lot, and every time we're making a schedule, I feel like I bring this movie up. It's just never been scheduled. Stardust.
Yeah.
Stardust is one of those that I think got overlooked by a lot of people that I...
Certainly not us. And,
no.
And we put it on almost every list. And
any
we talk about
we
ad nauseum. I feel like I could almost just quote every conversation we've had about Matthew Vaughn. He's never made a bad movie.
He's
I love everything
he does.
Never made
a movie I don't love.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's surprising that we haven't done that one. Although, what I am going to appreciate most about this list, or about this episode, is that whenever we're lacking of an idea, I'm just going to go back and listen to this, because we've got 10 ideas right here.
Sunshine, that's a top 3 movie ever for me that I have mentioned, especially in the Deep Star 6 episode. and one, my number one, well, not that they're in any order, but this one is one that it's a top 3 favorite movie for me. It's Sunshine, 20 Days Later, and Children of Men. Not only have we not done a Children of Men episode, I feel like I haven't talked about it a lot. I know I've brought it up a couple times, like around Gravity mm-hmm. and the Oscars and stuff, like I've mentioned it, but I don't think we've gotten like into Children of Men, and I love that movie, and I haven't watched it in a couple years. I think those would be fantastic. Outside of...
There's none of those that I wouldn't watch.
Outside of ones on your list, are there any that you... Any movies that off the top of your head that you just don't feel like you've talked about enough to justify your love, like movies that you love that just feel like they haven't come up?
We've done so many lists that I feel like if there was a movie like that, there's been an outlet for me to talk about it. The only ones that maybe that could happen are some of the older movies. I mean, I do like stuff from the
40s. That's like the biggest difference between us.
Yeah. I mean, Dave's wheelhouse is like the 80s and the 90s.
And beyond.
Yeah, and I have kind of a lull in there where, you know, I've seen Fast Times and I've seen a lot of John Hughes movies. But I've also seen a lot of like what people call classical stuff. And there's a lot of those that... There hasn't really been a good point on the show to talk about Dr. Zhivago, but I love that movie, you know, Lawrence of Arabia. I really do. I love them. They're well-regarded in critical circles because they're good movies, and they're still relevant today because they're good movies, but I'm not sure that, at least for this show, in most instances, I don't feel like it fits to bring those up.
The only one that I can really think of is there's a movie from 2002 called Cheats. It stars Trevor Furman, Matthew Lawrence, Eldon Henson. it's this really random comedy about these high school kids that cheat on a test. And it's such a brilliant, quotable comedy written and directed by Andrew Garland, who I don't think did anything else. It's a random movie that Jason West and I stumbled across when we were living together. And I don't know why we loved it so much. This and Out Cold were two movies that we would watch all the time. And I don't think I've mentioned either of them. But what I like is you asked for it a couple of years ago when we made New Year's resolutions. Like, and what I would love if there's
we probably didn't follow these, did we?
I don't think so, because this is the only one I remember.
Oh,
but
okay. Then we got all the other ones.
I want suggestions. Like, send us a movie to watch. If it's a little obscure movie that you love, let us know at Facebook or Twitter or email. If it's a popular movie that you've never heard us talk about, let us know. Like, I am down, because Ryan and I are in the same wheelhouse. So, like, I would watch any of the ones he mentioned. He'd watch any of the ones I mentioned. Like, I'm up for something.
And we've already seen them for the most part.
Yeah, and I'm up for something that neither of us have watched, because those, I think, are some of the best ones, to where something that neither of us have watched.
We've never done. Well, I mean, Battleship would have been one of those. Maybe G.I. Joe. Movies that neither of us had ever watched beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, they don't happen a lot. Sometimes it's we haven't watched them in a while. I really like the movie episodes. I like the list episodes, but they're getting hard. I like the actor. What actors, get off top of your head, haven't we done that you would like to?
And there's a lot. I mean, we just sort of started doing those over like the last maybe year or so.
Michael Keaton, I think, is one of the ones, that, like the first one that comes to mind. I think Michael Keaton, I think Bill Murray would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do Murray.
But like, those are obvious ones. Like, I want to start getting into more like Sammy Jackson.
Character actors.
Yeah, like people like that. That people that maybe not aren't the star. Because who would we do? Goodman was a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
And then in December, Mike Mann and I did Gary Busey. So I like ones like that. I like the kind of actors that you can't just rattle off the top five off top of your head, that you actually have to go down the IMDb page.
Oh, that's right. He was in that.
Yeah. I like those. What about directors?
I feel like directors, they're either, you know, somebody like Spielberg, where you can rattle off a ton.
Or there's young directors that we love.
There's Matthew Vaughn, who we just literally list five movies. They'd be the same movies, and they'd probably be in the same damn order.
And that's I love Danny Boyle. Yeah. I'm a shill for Danny Boyle. I'd love to do a Danny Boyle episode, but it'd be the same five movies probably, just because for as awesome of a career he's had, he doesn't have a ton of movies.
It's certainly easier for an actor to do 2-3 movies a year than it is for a director to do 2 or 3 in a year. So the actor lists generally, even over the same career time span, there's a lot more to pick from.
I think it might be fun to do, like, an actor that I love everything they do would be fun to try to narrow it down to 5, like a Seth Rogen or a Jonah Hill, like to try to go through theirs and try to come up with, just narrow it down to 5. Like, I feel like that might be fun. What would you like to do less of over the coming years?
Honestly,
I already eliminated news and trailers for you.
What else do I want to kill? Honestly, there are times that I miss trailers.
You hate trailers.
I do, but
I love trailers.
There are times, like when I watched the Rogue One trailer, I was like, holy shit, I wish we were still doing a trailer segment.
I almost wanted to do an episode on the Ghostbusters trailer, like not a full episode, just. And that's kind of what I'd like to do more of. That was my next question, is what would you like? Oh, wait.
What would you like to do less of? Now, what would you like to do more of?
Yeah. Like what I'd like to do more of is, as we're setting up, we have conversations, and Ryan's usually recording most of the time.
I'm a creep. Like,
yeah.
That.
Like, when the Ghostbuster trailer came out, I knew that we would have different opinions. I kind of wanted to just talk about it for 10 minutes and just release that as just its own thing. Like, that's not the weekly episode, but just. I like the idea of doing that. If we both see a movie that same week, just a little mini episode that is just from our chatter at the beginning. It's not a structured episode. It's just, here's two dudes that saw The Jungle Book and here's their thoughts on it. Like, just casual conversations about trailers I like the idea of that, because you have been cutting in cold opens a lot. That started.
I don't know when.
I don't know. It's been a while now, but not forever. So I like the idea of, not even just conversation before, but like, hey, Ghostbusters, let's talk about the Rogue One trailer. Let's just put it up. I mean, it's tough because we do only meet like every 3 or 4 weeks. So obviously we don't want to put up a Rogue One episode
2 weeks later,
after it
right.
comes. But on weeks that we meet, like if there's a trailer or a movie that we just saw, like I like the idea of just small episodes like that.
I'm sure we could figure something
out. But then again, like, I'm not the one editing.
Well, something like that I probably wouldn't edit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was 10 minutes, I try and edit the ones down that we record and they're 45 minutes and you know maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes. It's not great. It's me stammering or you clearing your throat and kicking your mic. But something like that for 10 minutes. I mean, I think we could even like Skype, because that's part of the pain in the ass is like trying to get out here, get us in the same room together.
Yeah.
So even if we did something like via Skype and just recorded, it'd probably still sound okay. That could be something we look into for sure.
But that leads to what I did want to close on is like, I kind of lucked out, and I told you I was going to gush a little bit, but I kind of lucked out with a podcast partner because I literally do nothing for this show. I come up with the calendar most of the time, and I show up. Like, that's it. Ryan does 10 times the amount of work as I do. He edits the show. Like, he takes so much time to edit out me coughing and me bumping into the mic.
Not this week. It's just not possible.
Oh, I'm bad this week. But he edits every episode. He renders it. I mean, he's in Pro Tools. Like, he's not just cutting out pieces. The work he does is, and I mean, we've always talked about wanting to turn it into a blog, and I think we've both kind of given up that idea. Because
I can't write.
We've
I can't
tried.
Spell.
I almost counted up blog posts, but it's less than a dozen.
Oh, it'd be
I
sad,
think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got depressed. But I'd like to blog more. I just don't. But Ryan puts so much effort into editing this and getting it up, and I do nothing but show up. I don't even do a good job managing the Facebook or Twitter accounts, which I'm on Facebook and Twitter all the time, so there's no reason that I suck at it. And he mails out all the prize packages, so I dodge the bullet
oh,
there.
Oh, man.
So if you haven't got your prize package, get a hold of Ryan.
If you didn't hear that bus just drive by outside of Dave's window, you could hear it backing up.
So I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Ryan for doing this with me for 4 years. I don't know if we have another 4 years in us, but
I don't think we had four to begin with.
I didn't
so
either.
At this point,
so
Jesus.
Who knows? So thank you. If you've been with us from the beginning, awesome. If you jumped on along the way, awesome. If you just listen here and there, thank you. We appreciate any feedback. We had a customer send us, or not a customer, we had a listener send us soap.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He sent us awesome soap a couple years ago, and that actually led to a change because I try not to swear on the show because he, as a listener, said, yeah, you swear too much, and it doesn't add anything to it. So I took that, and I tried not to swear because I did realize, like, I wasn't adding anything. I was just saying the words for no reason. So I feel like that helped because I have to pay more attention to what I say. So I appreciate that. That Russell, I believe it was Russell Kirkwood. That was him. Jason West for a good 2 years sent the tagline every week, which always made me smile. Kit Fung, just our most recent Canadian winner. Eric Hawkins, if you're still listening. Stephen Kalinich and the Canfield Police Department. A lot of people. I don't know you all, obviously, but I appreciate it.
And certainly, like, we're not, to bring up the soap thing, we're not chilling for free stuff.
Oh, no. But that was awesome.
Right.
Like, that was completely unprompted, and we were extremely grateful
that
for
was
it.
Just cool of him sharing what he does. Like, we share sort of what we do, although his product is much, much more useful than ours. But if you would do me a solid, and I don't know, I never look at the numbers because I don't want to know. I do this because I like to do it, not because I want to have millions of people that listen so that we can figure out how to monetize it and I can quit my job again.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just, if you legitimately like what we do and you think you know somebody else that might like it too, maybe pass it on. That's really all that I would ask for. I mean, we love to have interaction with people that listen. If I screw up and I have Dave in one channel of your earbuds and me in the other, it sucks when I have to go fix it. But it's always nice, like, oh, somebody.
And that's another thing. I meant to bring that up when thanking Ryan. It's like, you email, and I check the email, and I see that there's an issue. And if you download it the next day or something, it's always fixed. That's all Ryan, because I always forget to tell him. So if you download it and I'm mixed in the right and he's in the left, and you download it the next day and it's fine, that's because he caught it and he fixed it.
Because no, I screwed up the first time, yeah, and then I fixed it, yes.
But like, he's on top of it. So like, I forget to tell him. I'll tell him like 2 weeks later, like, oh yeah, we got an email a couple weeks ago. We were mixing the same channel. Like, outside of Movies on Up, I do a thing called Created Weekly. I write a new short story every week. We're going strong. We're about halfway through the year. That goes up every Friday morning, just a brand new short story. Juggle Ohio, I used to plug it a lot at the beginning. Go to juggleohio.com. We just hit our five-year anniversary of that first episode going up. So it was a little web series I did a couple years ago. Other than that, DaveBasella.com, or I'm at DaveBasella on Twitter. Ryan, you can find if you're in the area. He doesn't do the internet thing.
If you're on the streets.
Hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or Twitter @moviesonup. We love to hear from you. We absolutely enjoy it. So we appreciate anything. And I'm going to try to get better on the social media. I think I've said that every year.
Probably.
Yeah. We're not going to make a promise it's going to become a blog. So I'm going to drop that idea. But thank you for the 4 years, and thank you for whatever, however many years we have left.
A preemptive thank you for the countdown. Countdown is on to our final episode.
So until next week.
Keep it up.
Check the email
next week, which is our final episode.
Yeah.